With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More U.S. aid on the way to Ukraine.
President Biden approved another $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes a wide array of missiles for air defense systems and other munitions, along with armored vehicles, boats, and other weapons. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border.
He says the U.S. is working to get Ukraine the equipment, tools, and weapons to defend against Russian attacks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Strong words earlier today from the administration. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has delivered some of the Biden administration's strongest public criticism yet of Israel. He claims Israeli tactics in Gaza have meant, quote, a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians. Also at srnnews.com, a suspect is being sought in the fatal shooting of an Ohio police officer.
Authorities say a police officer in the Cleveland suburb of Euclid was shot and killed while answering a disturbance call Saturday night. Investigators say some officers were dispatched to a home after a report of a disturbance. They say as the officers were investigating, a gunman ambushed one of them and shot him. That officer was taken to a hospital where he died. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost identifies the slain officer as Jacob Durbin. Yost says he was in his first year with the department. I'm Mike Hempen.
In Atlanta, three police officers have been shot and wounded. That in an altercation that left a suspect dead. Officials say a man had a gun and a knife, and a struggle quickly ensued. This is SRN News. When it comes to abortion, the United States now in dubious company.
According to a study by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, this country is one of only eight that have no federal law limiting how late in pregnancy a woman can have an abortion. While states can now set their own limits in the U.S., the federal government doesn't address the issue, essentially allowing abortion up to the moment of birth. That puts America in company with China, Vietnam, Mexico, Australia, Canada, Guinea-Bissau, and South Korea. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, seven more states are suing to challenge a new federal regulation that would promote transgenderism. The lawsuits have been filed in federal courts in Missouri and Oklahoma and several others. Now, the legal action marks the latest attempt to prevent the administration from shoehorning transgenderism into the 72 Title IX rights law. This is SRN News. Many schools are turning to AI to spot guns as companies press lawmakers for state money.
Schools across the U.S. are increasingly turning to artificial intelligence and video cameras to spot guns. Some states are considering multi-million dollar grant programs for the technology, but many of those bills have been written with specific criteria, so only one software provider can qualify. That company, Zero Eyes, which was founded a few years ago by military veterans. The chair of the National Council of School Safety Directors says the technology is good, but he has concerns about state laws giving preference to providers of a specific security platform. Zero Eyes responds they're not paying legislators to write them into their bills. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.